This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? This is a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Here we are. Hope you're having a nice little day. I know we are. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Love those Thursday shows.
So I've got some Bill Belichick talk here.
Talk to me.
Well, it's actually not Bill Belichick talk. It's Jordan Hudson talk.
Yeah. Bill's new watery tart, if you will.
That's slightly uncomfortable.
Why?
Watery tart?
Yeah, he caught her. She was a mermaid. Don't you remember that?
That's not how they met.
That's how they met.
She's from the sea?
Bill was out there in some Long John Silver leggings, and he threw his reel out there, and he caught a mermaid, which is the most awkward photo I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, just recently, they were on TMZ because he was doing yoga on the beach or whatever, and she put the photos on her, whatever her account is,
yeah,
Insta or whatever.
Sure.
And have you seen this?
No, I'm going there right now.
It's a great photo.
Oh, he's doing the airplane.
She is on his feet.
Yeah. I used to do that with my kids.
Right.
But apparently now this is a...
So his feet are on each of her hips, and she is doing the... she's quite bendy.
Bill.
She's doing the airplane.
Hey, Bill's living his best life
he
out
sure
there.
He sure is. Let me tell you something about Jordan Hudson. Okay. So the word on the street is she is his de facto agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say she's doing a hell of a job because Belichick, think about what you used to think of Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, when he was coach
this
of the
old
Patriots.
Old curmudgeon.
Yeah, just like, oh my God, this guy has no personality. He's the worst. He's on like NFL Network or doing NFL game day or whatever.
He went on different stuff. He was on the Manning cast.
He's
for
been
a while
on Pat McAfee a bunch. Yeah. He's kind of showing his personality, and he's doing weird stuff on the beach with his
Insta face.
He's got a girlfriend that's 50 years younger than him.
Yeah, he's 72 and she's 20, whatever.
And it's going well for him. Like, she's doing a good job. He should pay her more.
The best is when he put out that yoga pose photo, Mia Kimes chimed in with, my 18-month-old loves this game. We call it the airplane. Bill doesn't care. Bill knows what's up.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, I mean, that photo of them at the NFL Awards, my goodness.
So the latest on Jordan is that... Apparently, so there was a Freedom of Information Act request that revealed what Bill Belichick wrote in an email to one of the North Carolina staffers.
Yeah.
And it was, please copy Jordan on all my emails. So she is now, and they're saying it's just for like interview requests and stuff.
Yeah.
She's his agent.
Yeah.
She handles all of his affairs
I bet she does handle his affairs.
Outside,
she handles it very well.
She handles his freedom seeds.
Probably two-handed.
You know.
I mean, look. I'll bet you if you're inside the North Carolina building, I'm willing to guess that people hate her so very much. This is like the equivalent of like if you're working for a company and the boss's bratty kid is like your boss and you're like, oh my God, why do I have to include this person? And yet, like with Bill, please include Jordan on all these. Because I'm sure she's of the utmost importance to that North Carolina program, Bill. She's the secret to their recruiting success.
Yeah, this says, one email that the Assembly reporter Matt Hartman shared on social media showed a request that Belichick sent to Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs and Strategic Communications. My God.
Yeah.
Robbie Pickerall Evans. The email appeared to be regarding football social media posts. As per the subject line, Robbie, thank you for the email. I'm including Jordan on this email so she can also keep up with our postings. Can you include her on anything you send to me? Thank you, BB.
We got to make sure that she's on top of it. Can't have any North Carolina business going on without Jordan being involved.
Well, you know, she is 50 years younger than he is. Yeah. I'm sure she knows a thing or two about social media.
Well, maybe one of those things, too, like when, you know, when Bill's having to take his three daily naps, maybe Jordan's around if there's breaking business that needs to be conducted. Hey, Bill's taking a nap right now. Call Jordan. She'll take care of it.
I think it's great. I think she's great for him. I love it. I'm pro.
Did they meet on an airplane and she was doing homework?
Yeah, right next to him.
He helped her with his or her philosophy homework.
Yeah.
And then signed an autograph on her book.
I love it. I wonder what Bill's kids think. What old Steve Belichick thinks about that. It's like one of those, like the Bill and Ted, you're like, hey, remember when I asked your new stepmom out to prom? Shut up, man. Oh, Bill.
In one humorous email, a concerned alum sent a link to an article from the Babylon Bee, a satirical news site, asking whether a headline about Belichick accepting the job on the condition he could live in his girlfriend's dorm was real. They can't think this is real, right? One UNC staffer wrote to another about the inquiry. Oh, my God.
Look, I'll tell you this right now. We were talking about headlines earlier, and you got to be careful. I don't know if there's a headline you could write about Bill and Jordan that I wouldn't at least have a brief moment of being like,
Is it? Oh, like fake, you mean?
You know, like, no matter how outrageous the headline, there's part of me that'd be like, that could be true. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't make one ridiculous enough to believe that 100% that I'd be like, that's fake. At this point, just anything goes. Bill...
She's resurrected his
yes.
his outside of football. Not resurrected. She has created an outside of football profile for him, and it's great.
Yes. I just would love to know when she saw him on the airplane, like, what's the first thought? How deep can I get in this? What an opportunity for, like, just the idea that she looked at him and went, yep, we're doing this. It's just.
She just looked at his wallet.
It's just wonderful.
What an opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. And she is taking the utmost advantage of it. She will never again have to worry about what she's doing with her life and career. She is set for life based on the 12 months or whatever that she's been with Bill.
Are they married?
No. No.
Okay. Because somebody texts in a good point. Like, Bill's kids got to be worried about her getting her mitts on their inheritance. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But they're not married.
They're not married. So. Although, believe me, at this point, you know she's working on it.
Yo, she's trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably be in an email.
my mom's dad. So it was my grandfather on that side. And it was his wife that had made all the money. And they weren't like loaded, but they had some money. They had a couple million bucks. She owned a boat store. And she died before him, and her one dying wish was, don't remarry and give my stuff to anyone. She's like, I built this up, and it goes to our kids. And they both had cancer, right? My two grandparents had cancer. So my grandma dies first. And 6 months later, my grandfather marries a gal that he had known for, like, 2 weeks. Like,
Just takes a giant dump on her last wish.
Meets him on like a Mormon website, like a dating website. She's from like Ecuador. He marries her. And they were only married for like less than a year because he died shortly thereafter because he had cancer too. And he ended up trying, like on his deathbed, I guess his final thing was he was trying to sign over everything he owned to her. And he didn't get around to notarizing everything. So she got like only 60 something percent of it. And she tried to fight and take it all because she was like, this was his dying, was his dying wish.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How could he do that to your grandma?
That is, well, he was a horrid human being.
Well, clearly.
But I would like to believe if there is any justice in the next life, I'd like to believe that one Marita was waiting for him on the other side.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Really? Really, Eldon? This is what we did? So, yeah, it's a thing. And you know the Belichick family's like the use.
They're worried.
Yeah.
You got to talk to lawyers.
Look, all I know is this. Once you get Bill to agree to the mermaid thing, at that point, anything's on the table. I'm guessing she can convince Bill to do just about anything.
So
right
you think Bill has a trust? I mean, he's pretty old.
I would assume.
He probably does.
I would assume that that stuff is taken care of. But
just add her in there.
Yeah, man. All it takes
her in there.
All it takes is a quick couple signatures.
Couple ciggies.
Little notarization and boom. Well, I contend the Anna Nicole Smith thing, she should have gotten everything.
From who?
Remember that? You remember
the old guy?
Yeah, that Will, was it Marshall or whatever? Some Marshall.
Why That's, should she have gotten everything?
Because she was forced to touch that man for like a year, and she earned every penny. That photo of him in the wheelchair with Anna Nicole Smith on his lap, that's the greatest love story of all time.
You think that's hard, though? That's not hard.
I think
he's
it
almost,
is.
He's almost dead.
Well, it may not be hard, but I think it's hard to do.
You know what I mean.
I'm sorry. You imagine having to deal with that on a night like that's
not many freedom seeds in that
No. All I'm saying is she earned some money. She earned some money. But her kids, or the kids sued, and I don't think she got anything.
Well, there was another guy involved in that, too, wasn't there? There was a...
Yeah, because I think she had another guy.
Her hanger-on guy. Yeah. He's still around, I think. Still trying to... He's probably still trying to get in somebody's wallet.
I'm just fascinated by these sorts of, what do they call, May-December, quote, romances. Oh, yeah, I fell in love with his wit and charm. I couldn't say no to the wit of Bill Belichick. It was too much to handle.
I would know nothing about this because I have nothing, but...
Yeah, nor do I. The vast Sucanic fortune is not persuading 22-year-old hots.
But I just can't imagine the plight of being so rich. As everyone, and I mean everyone, is trying to get into your wallet.
Everything, yes.
I mean, if you have any modicum of money, someone is trying to get at it, whether sinister or not.
On the plus side, when you're a male, the people that are trying to get into your wallet, at least they look like Jordan Hudson.
Right.
Yeah.
And but she is a hot.
She is a hot.
But I still contend she's doing great things for him. This is working.
I bet she is doing great things.
It's going great. All right, let's get to some college basketball stuff next on The Fan.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, we've got the Final Four, I think.
Yeah.
Coming up here at some point.
You are correct.
I think it's on Saturday.
You, once again...
It's the
your sports brain, man.
Yep, it's on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's gonna be nice out though. Are we gonna be golfing instead?
I know, it's a little weird.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Watch it outside.
Yeah, the BTJ is trying to get me to go on a hike and or bike ride. So, we're gonna just bike to a place that has a TV.
Okay.
Plop myself down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you can always watch them later.
I don't like to do that.
You know?
Nah, it kind of bothers me. I'll do it sometimes with football games, like with if we're doing a detailed breakdown of something or whatever. I mean, I guess I can do that, but something like the Final Four, I don't know. There's something about watching it live. I don't like TiVo.
We'll do it live back
if I can help it.
Well, we've got two games because there's only four teams left.
Interesting.
Auburn, Florida.
Be awkward if there was more than that.
I think that's first.
Best of three.
And then Duke, Houston.
Yes.
Vegas Insider had the fan poll from the Final Four of the most annoying mascot in all of college basketball.
Oh.
It's a fan poll.
It's a fan poll.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I'm just trying to think of like that. So we're not just the, like the school is the Cougars. There's right. actual a stuffed fuzzy cougar that's running around.
Or yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like remember the old Stanford tree?
Yeah, the Stanford tree. He was always doing bits.
Was it the Red Hawk that would always flap his, or was it the Temple Owl that would always flap his wings?
Yeah, the Temple Owl. I know Duke
like
has.
Like constantly.
I know Duke has one. I would say the Notre Dame leprechaun I always think is kind of douchey. You know, because it's just a dude running around in a costume, and it's not really even a little fella.
10.4% of NCAA basketball fans voted for the Blue Devil.
Really?
Of Duke.
Now,
Brutus Buckeye finished second.
Is it possible that we just hate Duke?
Yes.
You know.
I think that's exactly why that won.
I don't remember anything that the Blue Devil has actually done that's annoying.
Well, do you remember anything that any mascot has done that's annoying? I mean, they're all kind of the same,
yeah.
are they not? Mm. Like, the Oregon Duck is on this list, hated.
People loved the Duck.
They do. There's a separate category, sexiest NCAA basketball mascot.
Huh.
Sexiest.
I find that a bit disturbing.
The Blue Devil won that again.
So the Devil is sexy.
Yeah, the Blue Devil.
The Blue Devil. By the way,
5%.
What exactly is a Blue Devil?
I have no idea.
No?
None.
Because it's...
Other than it's the devil, but blue.
Yeah. I just don't know exactly if the Blue Devil had a... You know, like the New Jersey Devil? Like, that's an old... Like,
yeah.
That's a legend. Does North Carolina have the legend of a tobacco Blue Devil? I don't know.
Yeah, the Oregon Duck finished as the third sexiest mascot.
Hmm.
And the Oregon Duck is sexy. Second, Aubie the Tiger.
Is it because he doesn't wear pants?
That's part of it.
He's out there Donald Ducking it the entire time.
Handsome duck.
Interesting. I do. The duck has kind of become like a cultural phenomenon. Like, of the mascots, I would say the duck has, I think the duck might have the most high profile of any collegiate mascot. People love the duck.
Now, what basketball school do you think was voted second on the which NCAA team do you not want to see win list? Now, of course, Duke is number one.
Yeah, Duke's number
Everyone hates Duke. Duke is at 17% of the vote there. Second place is a school at 9%.
Is it a blue blood?
Basketball?
Yeah.
Not
really.
Really. Huh. But they're a major, it's major program.
So who doesn't, are we going like an Ohio State sort of thing?
Alabama.
Oh.
Which I find odd. Maybe that's
that.
Just the football.
I think it's just the that's why I kind of went with Ohio State.
See, I would have thought Kentucky would finish second.
Yeah, I was, when you said that's why I asked for the blue blood, I was thinking Kentucky myself, but the Ohio State logic was maybe you don't want Ohio State to win because they already are a bunch of insufferable nitwits, and because they already won football, if they win basketball, oh my God, and they didn't make the tournament, but I guess I was just thinking, you never want a team to win both because then you have ultimate bragging rights over everybody. And Ohio State's already insufferable with the whole V Ohio State.
Well,
and,
remember with Alabama too, they had that murder from 2 years ago that Nate Oates absolutely butchered.
Oh yeah.
So there's a bunch of people that can be remembering that.
I can see that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Was that Nate Oates?
Yeah, that was Nate Oates. And he butchered it. Like, remember, he was like, we don't know. He wasn't actually on our team.
It was after 9/11, and there was, my brother-in-law. I can't be responsible for who's shooting who, and it's fine. Brandon Miller's like, he had, the worst tournament ever. Turns out that all that stuff did weigh on him just a bit.
Is he any good in the NBA?
Yeah, he's all right. He just plays in Charlotte, and...
No one...
Dude, if you go to Charlotte... It's just, that is a death sentence. If you want to go somewhere and have no one pay attention to you, go to Charlotte or go to Washington. Because it will it'll just ruin you. But no, he's fine. That's that whole Scoot Miller debate. Yeah, Miller won that.
Gonzaga also on the list of NCAA teams people don't want to see win.
Oh.
They finished ninth.
That makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
I thought they were still kind of, you know, kind of beloved.
No.
Out there.
No.
People hate Gonzaga, huh?
Yeah. People hate Gonzaga. Well, it's the same thing as Duke. It's a little bit of the holier-than-thou sort of thing. And if you're the little guy, we love the little guy for a while, and then we get annoyed. If you, Boise State's got this. People hate Boise now. No, it's just...
Really?
There's only so much Rudy people can tolerate, and then they get all pissy about it.
Coming up later in our show, we will talk about the dark money behind Duke basketball.
Oh, I knew
it. Yeah.
Wait, I can't dark root money. Against Duke, because I have good money on Duke to... To win these next two games.
Yeah. Well, there's dark money behind the program. I hope you feel good about yourself betting on that.
Hey, as long as we win, I'm fine.
Okay. We. Look at you.
You can't root for Con Knipple, though.
Fourth best player in the Final Four, according to a list I saw today.
Con Knipple?
They put him fourth. I was floored. And I know he's good, but come on. Really? Fourth best player in this Final Four?
Blazers would be lucky to have him.
Number one was Cooper Flagg. Did you know that?
Yes.
You know who he is?
I am aware. The
best player in the Final Four.
Be the kid at Florida, the guard.
Clayton was number three.
And then Broome, the kid at
Auburn. Broome was number two.
And then Knipple?
And Knipple was fourth. Yeah.
Really? That's how good he is.
That's how good he is.
Wait till you see Cager.
Yeah, wait till you see Cash.
Wait till Knipple gets to the NBA and then can't do anything because he's slow. Stands out there at the three-point line.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is next. We get tight food pants around here over the James Beard Awards.
Yes, we do.
So I have the finalists.
Yeah, we got, what, four of them, right, here in
there are several,
Oregon?
Yeah. That's next. Here's Will. Yeah, that's right. It is April 3, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman, bros. How's everybody doing?
Doing,
bro.
How you doing, bro?
Bro.
Remember when Neil Olshay bro'd me? Bro.
Bro.
Oh, Neil.
Bro.
Bro.
What do you suppose he's doing right now?
Probably being rich, hanging out in Laco. I think his kid's still
Is he still here?
I think so. I think he's waiting until his kids graduate.
Boy, that's a low profile, isn't
it? Yeah. Every now and then I hear from someone that says, hey, I ran into Neil, and it's usually somewhere out there. He's probably out there bitching and moaning about the peasants being allowed on the lake now.
Right.
Something like
that. That's his new cause?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's not breaking news, dude.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It is Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day.
Oh.
So I'm out of here.
I would say in the terms of fun, I think our profession's fun. It's better than most. Does anyone have fun at their job?
It is also National Burrito Day.
Love a good burrito.
You know, there are actually some really good deals on burritos right now because of Burrito Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
You can go to Cheapo Latte or whatever and get like a BOGO sort of thing.
Well, Cheapo Latte has the Burrito Vault game,
mm-hmm.
which launched last year. And
is that where you find out if you get a coli from eating there?
You can go to unlockburritoday.com and play a code-breaking game. And the first person to solve the code each hour wins burritos for a year.
Oh.
But they cap it at 2,500.
I see. I'll just tell you right now, I'm not breaking a code to get burritos. I'm good.
Qdoba is offering a BOGO burrito or bowl deal for rewards members who purchase an entree and a drink.
Okay.
Today.
See, again, I got to sign up for a stupid app.
Taco Smell is offering rewards members a burrito for $2 with a minimum purchase of $15 on April 3rd. What?
$15 with a Taco Bell?
Yeah, but you get $2.
But I got to spend $15.
That's right? Not that hard anymore.
Taco Bell's expensive, too.
They're all expensive, dude. Just make a burrito at home, like I did.
Baja Fresh. This is all the way till April 6th.
Oh, my gosh.
Beginning today, they're offering a BOGO burrito deal for online order. Online orders.
Burrito got your tongue.
To redeem, customers must enter the code BURRITO at checkout. And be a Club Baja Rewards member.
See, this is why like, fast food is, one, you shouldn't be eating, it's terrible for you. But I get it, it's delicious, you're drunk, you're stoned, whatever, it's late at night. But the freaking app stuff, I'm not. I'm not downloading your app so that I can order a burrito. And yet it's so much cheaper if you do, and I'm just, I would rather, the moment you hit me with a, I need to order to get that deal on my phone, cool, I'm going somewhere else. Not dealing with that.
Did you know 7-Eleven has $5 burritos today?
$5? Wait, yeah. So that's now a deal?
That's cheaper, yeah.
So that you're telling me the 7-Eleven burrito,
yes,
that probably got made sometime last, oh, I don't know, November, and is sitting there under its weird heat lamp,
yeah,
like a dried out lizard, that burrito is more than $5 on a regular basis?
So it says.
Get the F out of town.
Do you like Del Taco?
I hate to admit it, but the chicken soft taco at Del Taco, I don't know what that sauce is made of, but I think it comes from Jesus. I believe that is secret Jesus sauce. That's how good that is.
They are offering
it's white and creamy, by the way.
Del Taco is offering a free burrito with any purchase made on April 3rd.
So any purchase, I can go and
buy. You can go buy anything at Del Taco.
Buy anything you want.
They're going to give you a free.
All right, well, that's a good deal.
It's simple.
That's simple. The rest of that crap, $15 to get a $2 burrito, dude, get out of here, Taco Bell.
How much would you pay to not eat a shrimp fajita burrito from 7-Eleven?
I will give you $10 right now.
To not eat one. Yeah.
If the let's see what I have on me. Because if you put a shrimp fajita burrito in front of me right now and said that I have to eat that or give you...
Ooh, he's whipping out cash, guys.
I've got $42 on
me. Whoa!
I do believe that I would give you $42 if I didn't have to eat a shrimp fajita burrito from Taco Bell.
That's ridiculous. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, yes.
Not 7-11. Taco smell.
Yes. 7-Eleven, a shrimp fajita burrito, go at it. I'm not eating that.
You're paying to not eat it. Just don't eat it.
No, I
you're,
asked.
You're missing how, the. You're yeah. missing. Way to stay with the.
No, I'm staying with the program. I'm saying no. I'm staying with the program.
Hooters have.
I have money in my wallet. I would just eat it. Is what.
Oh,
I'm
you're.
Saying.
Yeah. Okay. So no
I'm
amount
with,
of money.
Yeah, that's right.
You would pay no amount of money.
Apologize.
See, I'd pay a little money to not eat a shrimp fajita burrito from.
Just
from
to eat
7-Eleven.
It.
Not shrimp, dude. No.
Just
from 7-Eleven.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
Gross.
The burrito is more expensive than their pizza slices.
Well, I get it. You're young, but you're eating the same dinner that a homeless man is eating. So.
I'm not eating it. I'm just saying if I have to, I would.
I just draw the line. If my dinner or snack is going to be the same as the person that takes a dump out on the sidewalk and then goes and smokes meth, maybe I need to reevaluate my life choices. So no, I am not eating the 7-Eleven shrimp fajita burrito. Because I don't know where that shrimp comes from, but I promise you that's not the catch of the day.
I don't even want to think about it.
It's market price.
Six Oregon restaurants, bakeries, bars, and chefs have been named finalists for the 2025 James Beard Awards.
Wait, is the 7-Eleven, are they nominated as well?
No.
For their shrimp fajita burrito?
Here's what we have for you. Oregon's James Beard finalists, outstanding restaurant, Coqueen. Is that how you pronounce that?
I've never been there. The BTJ has, though, and she swears by it. She says that place is great.
I've heard it's wonderful.
Yes.
Outstanding bakery, Jinju Patisserie. Mm. Never been.
Now, again, the BTJ is a big-time foodie, and I don't mean to poo-poo on that place, but I've had some of their baked goods.
It's a chocolatier. Just okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
there's
I'm not,
a review.
I don't have the world's best sweet tooth.
From Big Souk.
But I'm told that I'm uncultured swine, so maybe it is. it's
so
delightful.
It must be good.
It's possible. They just got that when they brought it home, and I was told that this was like the greatest bakery in the world, and then I had it, I was like.
Outstanding bar, Scotch Lodge. You been there? Yeah, we went there. We went there.
I think we went there with the Advocates.
Did we not? Yeah, we did. We had drinks with the Advocates at the Scotch Lodge.
Yeah. That's kind of a cool. It's got a cool vibe down there.
No, that's nice.
Yeah,
very nice. Good cocktails.
Yep.
Best chef, Northwest and Pacific region. You have Joshua Dorsak of Moss in Ashland.
No idea.
No idea either. Ryan Roadhouse of Noto Guro.
That's made up.
In Portland.
Ryan Roadhouse.
Yeah.
My God. That strikes fear into me right there. Who you fighting this weekend? Ryan Roadhouse. I'm out.
Wait, you have to have tickets to either?
Really?
Yeah, go to their website. Hmm. I'm confused already. What else? What else here? And then the last chef nominated for a James Beard. Hmm. Timothy Wastel of Antica Terra in Amity. Antica Terra.
Nope.
Antica Terra.
I've tried the bakery goods and the Scotch Lounge. Yeah, that's it.
And you have to be a member to get into the... What is going on with these restaurant websites?
I don't know. You got to be exclusive.
What the hell?
Again, this is my point. This is my pushback against the food industry. Fast food or not, I shouldn't have to download something or join something to go in and eat at your place. And if that's what it requires, I'm going to go next door. Even if next door is less than, I will eat the shrimp fajita burrito. I will go lesser than.
This is Con Knipple all over again. You can't flip-flop and jump from side to side. You said you'd pay money to not eat it. I said I'd eat it.
Well, you also eat steak from the Dollar Tree.
I don't anymore.
Bill's over there making dishwasher steaks, so we're good.
Graduated. Disagree.
So hopefully they win. Because we get very excited over our James Beard Award winners out here.
Well, Khan.
Very big thing.
Khan won a couple years ago, right? And
I think he's won so many times that he...
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even give him any more awards.
I know when you go to Ox, they've got the James Beard Award up on the wall. That's like the... That's like our... Is it Michelin star? Do we have Michelin stars here?
I don't think so.
So, it's like the closest thing we come out here to the Michelin star restaurant.
Just want to double check that. Yeah, we do not have any restaurants with Michelin stars.
Okay. But we do have some James Beard Award winners.
Oh, they don't include Portland in its... The Michelin guide does not include Portland
in
its geographical area for ratings.
And why is that?
I don't know.
We have great food. We have unbelievable food here. Yeah. Great food scene.
Yeah, it just says it only typically focuses on cities with a high concentration of fine dining. And we don't have
I guess not.
Fine dining. Yeah, we've got great food.
But not necessarily.
But it's not necessarily all fine dining.
No.
We're more...
In fact, do we have, like...
We're more hippie.
Because if you go to that... I mean, that's that yes chef, no chef sort of vibe. Like, the bear... Do we have...
The nicest fine dining restaurant in Portland?
Is it Le Pigeon?
That's pretty... Oh. That's pretty good. That place is great.
Is that our... is that our tippy top? Because Khan is amazing, but Khan is not... I would not consider that stuffy.
It's not fine dining.
No, I wouldn't think so. It's got a casual vibe to it almost.
All right, guys, gals, ladies, thems, theys, kids. In the never-ending war between peasants and richies, is this battle over? That's next on The Fan. This is In the News for April 3, 2025. I am your noted newsman right here in the flesh. Thank you so much. News contributor Jason Skukinik is right there. Primetime Lake Oswego in the battle of peasants versus rich people. It is an ongoing saga.
Yes, it is.
That we have followed closely here. Well, not all that closely.
But this is what people need to know. Can poor people use the lake?
Well, the old rich people don't want the poor people to use the lake in Lake Oswego.
And for once, the rich people have lost.
Yeah, they have lost. Yeah. And this past Monday night, I don't know if you saw, but they had a special city council meeting in Lake O.
Oh, yeah.
And they were voting on, they were being asked by all the people, all the whites, all the rich whites, packed the room to tell the city council, you need to appeal the decision that allows peasants to use our lake.
Can't allow the poors out on the lake.
The poors will bring all the... White claws. And
you can't have that. Can't have someone out there floating around on a Daffy Duck raft. It's unacceptable from Lake O.
Says, this was this past Monday night. Though many asked the city to appeal a judge's ruling that would allow public access to Oswego Lake, The council voted not to. It is over. They are going to allow the poor access to the rich lake.
I didn't see they're trying to now, though, say that it's that they need a year to prepare for the pours. What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I read on there they're now asking that, yes, we've lost. We're conceding that the pours, the unwashed masses are allowed, but they're asking for a year.
Spike strips.
So I would assume.
Extra police presence.
I would assume so. You know, checkpoints to
guard
make sure.
Towers.
I still think it would be hilarious if someone were to do a Caddy's Day sort of thing. Have one day and everyone just bring your biggest, trashiest, like floaty, and I'm talking like Daisy Dukes on men, just tubed, whatever trashy thing you can do, and bring it out to the lake. And like have stuff that's not even meant to be on the water. Just bring air mattresses out there, those inflatable gator things. Just get on out there and piss off the rich people of Laco.
Yeah, I think the Richies lose this one.
Yeah.
And that is in the news.
It's ridiculous. If rich white people can't have a private lake, I mean,
What are the troops even fighting?
Exactly. What are the troops even fighting for?
Why are they spreading freedom seeds all over the world?
If we can't have
the pores.
One tiny lake where the pores aren't allowed.
Yes.
Deals in. Laco needs to put up an anti-Statue of Liberty. Don't send us your poor and huddled masses. Just make it as uncomfortable as possible for
what
people.
What could they do to make it? Would they just like plant a bunch of, like, just make the beach? Well, they don't really have beach, do they?
Nah, I think they have more like a dock. But you'd have to like form like a beachhead, make an obstacle course. You got to do like American Ninja style to get down to the water.
What if they just drain it?
If we can't have it, no one can have it. F you guys.
Then the pores are all skateboarding through it.
It's the silliest fight. I love it. We can't have the pores out on our lake. This is ridiculous.
All right, guys. That's in the news. April 3, 2025. The Hot 5 Five's next on The Fan.